we're going to have our Bible reading for this morning, and Michael is going to come and read for us.
We're going to the beginning of the Bible for our reading, Genesis 3, chapter verses 1 to 10, and it's headed the fall of man. I'm going to say the fall of man and woman, embracing us all. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." May God bless that reading to us. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, so God made a perfect world, didn't he? It was good in every way imaginable. And you and I are the pinnacle of God's creation, the high point, because we are created in his image. Which doesn't mean that we look like God, but we share his characteristics, his character. And being made in God's image affected our relationships, our up relationship, our down relationship, and around. So that we had a relationship with God, like a perfect friendship, where we knew him and loved him and depended on him. We also had a relationship with the earth below us. We were put in charge of it, to care for it, to look after it. And also we had a relationship around. We were created to be with one another, to be in families, to be in community, to be in church. We were created to belong and be in relationship with one another. So the world was very, very good that God made. But that's not the world we live in now, is it? Our world isn't perfect. It's far from perfect. Our world has a lot of pain and sadness and maybe scary things that happen in our world, sad things that happen. You know, we have wars, we have poverty, we have a lot of injustice and illnesses, etc. Yes, there is beauty, of course, beauty all around us, but that isn't the whole story, is it? And what about us? What about you and what about me? Are we perfect? No, we have moments of selfishness, moments when it's really what I want, maybe moments when we're angry and hit out, or moments when we're jealous, and someone else. And so we have this kind of mixture, don't we? Things that are really good and some things that are bad and sad and scary. Well, we heard about that in our reading. Eve ate some fruit from a tree that God told her not to eat from. And she gave some to her husband as well. You see, in the previous chapter, when God had said they shouldn't eat from that tree, you know, I've given you this whole garden full of beautiful things, but that one tree in the middle of the garden, I don't want you to, don't even go near it, really. Don't touch it, don't eat from it. But instead of listening to God, they did their own thing. And yeah, it seems very strange to me. All they did was eat from a piece of fruit. And the whole world got messed up. You know, here I've got an apple here. Now, if our children, if we ever said to our children, hey, we've got this lovely bowl of fruit, you know, we'd really rather, we don't want you just go and helping yourself. And then we go the next day and we find there's one or two missing. You know? Or we find someone chomping away at an apple. Maybe in their bedroom. You know? We might be a bit, you shouldn't be doing that, what did I tell you? But it wouldn't be a top-level crime, would it? It wouldn't be a high-level sin. So why does the world get so messed up just because someone took a piece of fruit? Maybe you think, well, that sounds unfair. You see, the problem was, it wasn't so much about chomping on a piece of fruit. The best one I can find. It was more about a crown. See, it wasn't about eating a piece of fruit. It was about who wants to be in charge. Who wants to be in control? Who wants to be the big boss in this garden? Does that look silly? Okay, I'll take it off. So it might seem very innocent in a sense, or not that important, just because somebody took a piece of fruit. But what lay behind that was, well, we're not going to listen to God, we're just going to do our own thing. And did you notice in our reading that we were introduced to another character? Yeah, the serpent or the snake. Who is the serpent? Do we know? The devil, yes, the devil. And he comes along because he's disguised as a snake, okay? It's like the devil in disguise. And he comes along because he doesn't want people to be in relationship with God or even really have nice relationships with each other. And so what does he do? He comes along and he gets them to doubt God's word. Did God really say that about that tree? Are you sure? That doesn't sound the sort of thing God would say. I mean, it's not very clear, is it? I mean, it's open to interpretation. And it makes us doubt God's word, and it makes us doubt God's character. God says, if you eat from that tree, you will surely die. And what does the snake say? Oh, no, you won't. You won't die. You know, God's a liar. You can't trust him on that one. You're not going to die. No, what it is, it's you'll be like God himself. You'll be able to decide what is right and wrong. You'll be able to decide what is good and what is bad. See, at the moment, God makes all those choices. That if you eat this fruit, well, you'll be able to do the same. You'll be like God himself. You know, nobody will tell you how to live your life because you'll know what is right and wrong. You see, Adam and Eve, they wanted to wear the crown, didn't they? They wanted to be like God. They wanted to be able to decide everything for themselves, you know, for nobody to tell them how they should live their lives and what was right and what was wrong. See, up until this point, God had decided what was right and what was wrong, what was good and what was not good. And yet God had given them all this beautiful garden. You know, you can have it all, it's all for you. But it wasn't enough, was it? Sadly, that wasn't enough. And the moment they took that bite from it, it was like a shock wave right through the whole of creation. From that moment, everything would change. Everything would start to unravel. Have you ever left a tissue in the washing machine? All of you? And sometimes it just sticks in the pocket, but other times it goes everywhere, doesn't it? And little flakes of tissue everywhere. But one thing can wreck the whole load. And that's what's going on in the garden. That one choice they made wrecks everything for everyone. All their relationships. No, the up relationship that we were created for, to be in relationship with God. No, where we would walk with him and talk with him and know that he is with us. What happened? They hid from God. They no longer feel very comfortable being around him. They felt they had to hide. So that relationship was broken, wasn't it? What about the down relationship? This amazing world that God gave them. All of a sudden we find there are weeds coming up. And it's going to be hard work. And if you've got a garden, you know it's hard work, isn't it? Just to keep it looking reasonable. You know, it's going to be difficult. Whereas before, they were just simply enjoying it. That God gave it to them to enjoy. And what about relationships around, about one another? Well, they had to make a covering for themselves. They felt ashamed even together. Even their own relationship wasn't as it was before. And when we have broken relationships, broken communities, sometimes even broken churches that split. You know, our relationships are not as they once were. Okay, I need two helpers. Do I have another one? Okay. Two helpers. I have a ball of wool here. Well, we can have as many helpers as we want, but we only really need two. Okay, Tinyang. Do you want to come and hold this end? Somebody want to come and hold? Yep, okay. Lisa. Lisa and Tinyang. Okay, so maybe we can think of this as a timeline, maybe, like the beginning and the end. So at the beginning, we've talked about that, it was perfect to start with, but it didn't last for very long. Sin entered our world. The first people chose to do their own thing. They wanted to wear the crown. And then that ruined everything. Okay? So all the way down this line, and things, if you read in the Bible further, things got even worse. People would kill each other and do all sorts of terrible things. So it kind of got worse and worse and worse. But when we read in the Bible at the end of the world, we read about another creation, a beautiful creation that will be even better than the first creation. There'll be no more crying, no more, you know, you won't have to go to the dentist then. You know, it'll be a perfect world. We won't even grow old, or I don't think we will. And it'll be a perfect, perfect world. But how do we get from here to here. I mean, if I was God, this is what I would have done, I think. Where do we have? I would have just cut off from here and maybe started again. You know, because it's so messed up, people are just have no time for me, they're doing their own thing. I think I'll just start again. Maybe I'll make a world full of fluffy rabbits or something. You know, they'll be fine. You know, I would do that if I was God. I would start again. Is that what God did? He didn't, did he? So, I'm going to hold this again. Now, this may or may not work. But what God did, as we know, he sent his son, didn't he? So we're going to try and thread this through here. Can you hold that? Oh, it does work. Oh, fancy that. Okay, so the way we get from our brokenness to wholeness and forgiveness and back in relationship with God, back in relationship with one another, is through Jesus. Because Jesus was punished for all the bad things you and I have done. And through him we find forgiveness and we find hope for this perfect world. So if we put our trust in Jesus, then that is what we have to look forward to, isn't it? So we live in this messed up world, but we know that because of Jesus, that's not the end of the story. There's a happy ending. In fact, not only, we don't even have to wait to the end, because Jesus comes and lives within us when we say sorry and we put our trust in him. And he puts within us the hope that one day we'll be with him forever in the perfect world that God always intended away back here. Although we've messed it up, God's not changed his plans. He has plans that we will one day live with him forever because of Jesus. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. You can either just drop it or drop it. Okay, we're going to pray now. Again, we're going to do this slightly differently. So I've got a verse up here. I'll read it out. From Psalm 56, verse 8. Oh, sorry, it's on the screen. I forgot about that. So you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your... Isn't that tremendous? That is our amazing God. Now, I don't know if he has a literal bottle sort of thing, but he is really concerned about the things that we are concerned about. The things that matter to us matter to God. And how we feel about things, God feels it as well. All our tears might not be literal tears that we cry, but we carry people on our heart, don't we? People we're concerned about, we're worried about maybe. Maybe ourselves, maybe someone else, maybe countries or presidents, people in power. And they can weigh quite heavy on us, you know, on our hearts. And I think it's a lovely picture that God gathers our tears, you know, our concerns, because he himself is concerned for us. Father, we thank you for this beautiful world that you've made. Lord, thank you for the trees and the flowers, blue skies and clouds and the sun and the moon and the stars, for all that we see and enjoy, all the animals, whether they be pets or wild animals, the birds that fly, the fish that swim, Lord, so many beautiful aspects of your creation. And Lord, we're sorry as well that we've messed it up, that we went our own way. And Lord, we live in a world now that is good, but it's also many sadnesses. Father, we want to offer to you all the people we've mentioned in our tears, people we are concerned about, people who are struggling, finding life difficult, unsure about the future, maybe even unsure that you are still who you say you are, the God who is always, always there. Lord, we offer all these people to you in our prayers this morning. And Father, we pray that you would love, that your love would be shown to each one, that you would draw near to each one. Lord, that you would act according to your will and your purpose. And Lord, we thank you for Jesus, your Son. We thank you that you sent him into our world to make things right, that we can be right with you and with each other, and that we can begin to be responsible for this world you've made. Father, thank you that one day we will sing your praises with all of creation, all that you have redeemed. Lord, what a glorious day that will be. A day indeed that will never end, for we will love you and know you and serve you and worship you as you deserve and as you intended. But Lord, in the meantime, we pray that you'll walk with us, that we'll walk with you, that we will know your presence and your help in all the daily struggles that we face. Lord, thank you that you are indeed a compassionate Father. So we place our lives into your hands yet again, trusting you to be good and faithful. So bless us, we pray, Lord, as we offer you our morning praise and worship. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.